Hello, tech enthusiasts. Welcome to another episode where we dive into the latest in technology and AI. Today we're kicking off with some big news from Bosch Ventures. They've just announced a $270 million fund aimed at North American startups. Let's find out more about this strategic move.
Bosch Ventures is really making waves with their latest fund. Despite the ongoing U.S.-China trade tensions and economic volatility, they're seeing strong deal flow in North America. Ingo Ramasol, the managing director, mentioned that there's a lot of positive energy and innovation happening in the region.
That's fascinating. I can't help but wonder, why is Bosch focusing so heavily on North America right now, especially given the current economic climate?
It's a great question. Bosch Ventures believes that the innovation ecosystem in North America is robust and full of disruptive potential. Their new fund is part of a broader strategy to capitalize on this momentum despite the geopolitical uncertainties.
This reminds me of Bosch's global approach. How does this move align with their overall strategy?
Bosch Ventures has always had a global outlook, but this fund marks a significant pivot towards North America. It's their sixth fund since launching in 2007 and reflects a targeted approach to capture the dynamic tech scene here.
From Bosch's bold investment moves, we turn to Apple's legal battles. They're trying to delay a ruling that could reshape their App Store revenue model. What's happening there?
Apple is seeking to delay a court ruling that mandates allowing iOS developers to redirect users to external payment systems. This comes after a U.S. court sided with Epic Games, stating Apple must comply with an earlier order from 2021.
Interesting. So, how might this ruling impact Apple's business model if they can't delay it?
If the ruling stands, it could significantly impact Apple's commission-based revenue from the App Store. Developers would have more freedom to use external payment options, which could reduce Apple's share of in-app purchases.
I see. This legal battle could set a precedent for app stores worldwide. Now let's shift gears to AI benchmarks. There's a new approach in town. What's the story there?
AI benchmarking is getting a makeover with SolidBench, a popular test for AI model coding skills. It uses real-world programming problems from GitHub and has become a standard for major model releases from companies like OpenAI and Google.
How is SolidBench changing the landscape for AI model evaluation?
ZBench is setting a new standard by providing a more comprehensive and realistic assessment of AI coding capabilities. It encourages competition among AI developers to improve their model's performance in practical scenarios.
From AI benchmarks, let's talk about leadership changes at OpenAI. Instacart CEO is joining their team. What's the scoop?
Fidji Simo, the CEO of Instacart, is joining OpenAI as CEO of Applications. This move is part of a leadership restructuring where Sam Altman will continue overseeing core AI development teams while Simo handles product and business functions.
That's a significant shift. How might Simo's experience at Instacart influence her new role at OpenAI?
Simo's experience in scaling consumer-facing platforms could be invaluable for OpenAI as they expand their applications and reach. Her leadership could drive new innovations in how AI is integrated into everyday products.
Speaking of strategic pivots, Carta is making a notable change. They've moved from shutting down startups to backing Simple Closure. What's behind this shift?
Carta decided to retire its startup wind-down service, Carta Conclusions, and instead invest in Simple Closure's $15 million Series A. This pivot reflects a strategic choice to support startups in navigating exits rather than handling shutdowns.
Why did Carta choose to back Simple Closure instead of continuing their own service?
Carta recognized that partnering with a dedicated team like Simple Closure, which focuses on simplifying the shutdown process, would be more effective than building an in-house solution.
Now, let's orbit into space. Leaked memos suggest SpaceX's Starlink is benefiting from the tariff trade war. What's going on there?
Leaked State Department memos reveal that Starlink has been a significant beneficiary of the Trump administration's tariff trade war. The U.S. has been pushing countries to adopt Starlink, seeing it as a strategic asset in trade negotiations.
That's intriguing. How does this align with U.S. trade strategies?
the U.S. views promoting Starlink as a patriotic move to counter Chinese competition. It's part of a broader strategy to leverage American tech in international trade discussions.
From space to streaming, Netflix is rolling out a new AI-powered search tool. How is it changing content discovery?
Netflix's new search tool uses OpenAI's ChatGPT to offer a conversational discovery experience. Users can describe their preferences in natural language, and the AI suggests content accordingly.
How does this compare to other streaming services' AI capabilities?
Netflix is joining competitors like Amazon, which uses AI for voice search on Fire TVs. This tool enhances user experience by making content discovery more intuitive and personalized.
In the design world, Figma has launched AI tools for creating sites and prototypes. What's the impact here?
Figma's new AI-powered tools streamline the design process by automating website and app creation. This move challenges established players like Canva and Adobe by offering efficient, collaborative solutions.
How are designers reacting to these new tools?
Designers are excited about the potential to enhance productivity and creativity. The tools allow for easy modifications and responsive design, making the workflow more dynamic.
Switching gears to AI models, Mistral claims its new model offers top performance at a competitive price. What makes it stand out?
Mistral Medium 3 is priced competitively at 40 cents per million input tokens. It performs exceptionally well, rivaling more expensive models like Anthropic's Claude Sonnet 3.7, and it's versatile across various cloud environments.
What implications does this have for the AI market?
Mistral's model could disrupt the market by offering high performance at lower costs, making advanced AI more accessible to a broader range of businesses.
On the infrastructure front, OpenAI is looking to partner with governments. What's their goal here?
OpenAI's OpenAI for Countries program aims to build local AI infrastructure by partnering with governments. This initiative seeks to promote democratic AI and counterbalance Chinese models globally.
How might these partnerships shape the future of AI deployment?
These collaborations could accelerate AI adoption worldwide, ensuring that OpenAI's models are tailored to local languages and needs, fostering innovation in diverse regions.
In robotics, Amazon's new warehouse robot has a sense of touch. How does this enhance their operations?
Amazon's Vulcan robot uses force sensors to feel items, improving handling accuracy. It's been deployed in Washington and Germany, processing millions of orders with enhanced efficiency and safety.
What does this mean for the future of warehouse automation?
Vulcan represents a leap forward in robotic capabilities, potentially setting new standards for automation in logistics and warehousing.
Back to leadership news. Instacart CEO is officially joining OpenAI. How is this transition unfolding?
Fidji Simo will transition to her role at OpenAI over the next few months. Her experience at Instacart and as an OpenAI board member positions her well to lead their applications division.
How might her leadership influence OpenAI's strategic direction?
Simo's consumer-focused insights could drive OpenAI to develop more user-centric applications, broadening their impact and reach.
Now, let's talk about education and AI. There's a concerning trend involving students and AI. What's the buzz at The Verge?
There's a growing trend of students using AI like ChatGPT to complete their homework. This reliance raises concerns about diminishing critical thinking skills, as highlighted in a story about a student using AI for an essay on technology's impact on learning.
What are the broader implications of this trend for education?
This trend could lead to a reevaluation of educational methods, emphasizing the need for teaching critical thinking and understanding AI's role in learning.
Turning to Uber, their delivery business is driving higher profits. How's it performing?
Uber's delivery segment saw a 45% rise in adjusted EBITDA, contributing to a total revenue of $11.5 billion. Despite this, their shares fell slightly due to lower than expected gross bookings.
What's fueling this growth in Uber's delivery business?
Partnerships with self-driving car developers like Waymo are enhancing their delivery capabilities, making the service more efficient and appealing.
Finally, let's discuss the geopolitical tech scene. Trump plans to rescind Biden's AI chip restrictions. What's the rationale?
Trump's administration argues that Biden's restrictions on AI chip exports could push foreign companies towards U.S. adversaries for chip supplies. They propose a simpler rule to encourage American innovation.
How might this decision impact the global tech landscape?
Rescinding these restrictions could open up markets for U.S. chipmakers like NVIDIA, potentially boosting their global competitiveness and influence.
That's a wrap for today's episode. We've explored a wide range of stories, from strategic investments to AI innovations and geopolitical shifts. Join us next time for more insights into the ever-evolving tech world. Until then, stay curious and tech savvy.